Welcome to your daily devotional for December 2nd. Contending with footmen and horses. Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5. If you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? The inspired prophet speaks a golden nugget of truth here. This meaning of this Bible proverb has been restated in sayings like, "Don't bite off more than you can chew." At certain points in our lives, each of us is able to handle only so much. God knows what your limits are, and He will neither tempt you nor allow you to be tested beyond what you are able. If you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then it is enough. It is unwise to try to take on more. In due time, the Lord will give you the wisdom and strength to contend with horses. Let us illustrate. Consider your workplace. Each job and job function has certain skills required, and a certain level of stress associated with it. You may think you can do the job of your manager, but if you're wearied by the tasks that you do perform, it is probably wise not to seek to move up a level. The Lord will promote you in due time, if you are a diligent and conscientious worker. Consider Jeremiah's words in the spiritual realm. Every day, we're all called to become more and more conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus. This is a daily thing. For newbies to the faith, it is enough to run with footmen. We work on correcting those things in our life that are obviously not conducive to Christian living. The mature and effective Christian, however, is expected to contend with horses. The Lord will allow certain things to test the faith, and the devil and his cohorts will take notice of light-bearing, soul-winning servants of God to destroy and neutralize their testimony as much as possible. The Christian who is progressing has increasingly difficult spiritual battles to fight, but they can all be won by the hand of mighty God. Christian soldier, whether you are running with the footmen or contending with horses, stay strong in the faith and fight the good fight, knowing that the battle belongs to the Lord and victory is already won.